I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 11th. The state has approved the second bachelor's degree program at Quincy College. A four-year computer science program is now being offered, in addition to the bachelor's degree program in business management that was approved last fall. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro says the new computer science bachelor's program will provide an affordable option for students to earn a degree in a field that could land them a job that pays between $90,000 and $120,000 a year. The business management bachelor's program was the first ever four-year program approved at a two-year school in Massachusetts. Enrollment in the new Bachelor's of Computer Science program will begin in January of next year. National Grid says more delays will take place along Newport Avenue in Quincy for the North Quincy Cable Replacement Project this week. Excavation work will take place between West Quantum Street and Wilson Avenue and between Lincoln Avenue and Warren Avenue. Police details will direct motorists around the work zones. A wreath-laying ceremony marking the 255th birthday anniversary of President John Quincy Adams will be held today at noon at the United First Parish Church, the Church of Presidents in Quincy Square. The theme of this year's ceremony is Democracy and Governance of Mutual Respect. A wreath sent from President Joe Biden will be placed on the presidential crypt in the basement of the church by Lieutenant Commander Alicia Ping from the Navy Operational Support Center of Quincy. The public is welcome to attend the service. Officers from several towns were needed to break up a party late Saturday night in Randolph. There was a large response on Reservoir Drive at about 9:30 p.m. Randolph police said they received several reports about loud music and parking issues. Because of the size of the crowd, police called for mutual aid. Four arrests were made. Randolph police said that there were no injuries reported. It took about 2 hours to clear everybody from the neighborhood. A Brockton man was arrested for allegedly setting a series of fires to distract from a break-in, according to the Plymouth County DA's office. On June 30th, a Plymouth County grand jury indicted 29-year-old Brian Late on one count of burning a building, malicious destruction of property, and other charges. The indictments follow a lengthy investigation into a series of fires in Brockton on March 17th of last year. Multiple fires broke out and two suspects broke into a Sears store at the Westgate Mall. In the early morning hours, fire and police responded to blazes at the Brockton Fairgrounds, the Brockton West Middle School, the Woods near D.W. Fields Park, and Brockton High School. It also responded to a forced entry at the Sears. A man at Sears was caught on camera kicking out a glass panel on the door, going through the door, and then motioning to someone off camera to follow him in. The pair stole money from several registers. Police responded, but the men had already escaped. Both men were seen on camera setting fires at the other locations. An investigation found that Late allegedly set the fires and broke into Sears and then fled from police twice. As he ran, he dropped clothing that police recovered, and state police were able to match to his known DNA profile. Late was arrested at his Brockton home Friday after arraignment in Brockton Superior Court, where he pleaded not guilty and was ordered held without bail pending a July 15th dangerousness hearing. Some former retail spaces are making way for laboratory facilities at three malls in Massachusetts. Old Lord & Taylor stores at the Burlington Mall, the Natick Mall, and the South Shore Plaza in Braintree will be converted into state-of-the-art life science facilities, according to HBC Properties. Each location will have about 120,000 square feet of office and communal space. Lord & Taylor was the nation's first department store when it opened in 1826, but closed all of its remaining locations in 2020, HBC says demand for highly amenitized suburban offices in Boston continues to surge post-pandemic as companies seek accommodations that meet employees' needs in the current climate. Renovations are expected to start later this year. The tenants could move in by the end of 2023. Governor Baker said he will certainly sign a bill to get $250 economic relief rebates to Massachusetts taxpayers into law, but he hopes it's just the start of tax relief efforts in a state that finds itself flush with cash. The one-time rebates would be $250 for individual taxpayers and $500 to married couples who file joint returns. Taxpayers will need to have made a minimum of $38,000 in 2021, but not more than $100,000 to be eligible. The maximum limit for joint filers is $150,000. The checks would be issued to residents before September 30th of this year. Baker said the rebates would be a welcome piece of relief, but he hopes it would just be the start of a series of initiatives. Back in January, Baker filed a $700 million tax relief bill. He says it will help seniors, renters, and low-income residents who are facing skyrocketing inflation. His plan also doubles the estate tax threshold and changes the short-term capital gains tax. The demolition of the Government Center parking garage resumes today, less than 4 months after a worker died on the job. On March 26th, a construction worker was killed during a partial collapse of the Government Center parking garage. 51-year-old Peter Mancini of Southeastern was doing demolition work inside the garage, and a vehicle on the floor beneath him gave way. Demolition of the facility is set to resume today and will force the shutdown of several streets for several weeks. A portion of Congress Street under the Government Center garage will be closed through Labor Day. The company managing the project said the closure was part of scheduled work that's necessary to complete the project. National Real Estate Advisors, the HYM Investment Group, John Moriarty and Associates, said that they've been in communication with state, city, and transit officials. Boston police are alerting members of the public following two incidents of sexual assaults in South Boston. Detectives assigned to the sexual assault unit are investigating two reports of indecent assault and batteries. They occurred in the area of East Broadway Street and Dorchester Street. No other information has been released so far. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 46 points. The NASDAQ rose 13. The S&P dropped 3. Asian stocks are down, except in Japan, where the benchmark Nikkei rallied after a landslide parliamentary election victory by the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. The dollar gained. The euro is down, and oil at almost $103 a barrel. Sports, Boston beat the Yankees 11-6. Red Sox travel to Tampa Bay for a series with the Rays beginning tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: sunny, warm, and humid, a high of 87 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low 56. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid. Maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, high 90. Partly sunny, hot and muggy on Wednesday, high of 90 degrees. Scattered showers Thursday, high 81. With a boater, waves a couple of feet. Busy southwesterly wind could gust to 20 knots. High tide, 9:41 a.m. Sunrise at 5:17, set at 8:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 11th.